Praise God. Praise God. You know, the longer I walk with Jesus, the more precious he becomes. In about a month, maybe it's a couple months now, the Sunday before Thanksgiving, my husband and I will have been married, or will have been saved. We were married 46 years in April, and we'll have been saved 46 years. And I'm so thankful for God's keeping power. You know, in all those years, I've never walked away from God. He kept me. Isn't that great? I mean, I'm thankful for that. We've just kept walking with God. I'm not going to tell you we always did everything perfect. We didn't. We missed it, but he never missed it with us. And he's so faithful. And I'm still excited about him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm still excited about my husband, too. I'm going to tell you something. That great man, I am so thankful God gave him to me. He's just the neatest man, and I am so thankful for him. He's down at the, helping with the block party this morning. Hallelujah. But, you know, that's what's wrong. Sometimes you guys get married, and you stay married a while, and you let it just get crusty, you know? You don't keep it exciting. I mean to tell you, you ought to be as excited about each other now more because you know each other better. You can trust each other more. Hallelujah. So this is not a seminar on marriage, but I'm telling you, you ought to learn to appreciate each other and just let that grow sweeter as the years go. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then with Jesus, I see people who've been saved for, 40 years, and they hadn't smiled in 20. Come on. You know what? You got something to smile about. You're on the way to heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And God is so neat. He just does exceedingly, abundantly above all we ask or think. My mom's in a nursing home, and the other day I was there, and this lady was standing there, and she said, "It's been a while since I've seen you." And I said, "Well, I'm here about every other day or every day sometimes." And she said, "Well, I just haven't seen you." So I said to her, "Honey, I'm going to ask you something. I said, do you know Jesus as your Savior?" And she said, "No, I don't." And I said, "Well, you know he's on the way to heaven, and we need to get you saved." So I led her in a sinner's prayer, and she prayed. And I said, "Do you have a Bible?" And she said, "Yeah, I got one at home." I said, "Is it one you can understand?" She said, "Well, I think so. It's called the Quran." I said, "Throw it away. I'll bring you a Bible." Hallelujah. You know what? God will just put you. And people say to me, "I'm bored." Well, you don't live where y'all live then, because I haven't been bored in years. You know what? I don't have time to be bored. People call me and say, "I'm depressed." You don't have time to be depressed. Come on. Hallelujah. I don't know if I'm depressed or not. I never asked myself. Hallelujah. I get in those promises and I find out what the word says. And hallelujah. Who has time to be depressed? Hallelujah. Come on, say glory. Yeah. Hallelujah. See, the Bible says stir the gifts, so I just stir myself. I stir myself up. I begin to talk about the Lord and how great he is. Hallelujah. I'm talking to you this morning about being redeemed from sickness and disease. And you say, "Well, that's pretty common." Well, you know what? There's nothing common in the word. And, you go over it over and over and over and over, and you always get something new. Let's go to Galatians 3:13. And I'm sorry we don't have it on the board, and that's not Tim's fault. That's mine. I did the lesson, then forgot to send him the scriptures, so we'll have them up there next week. Galatians 3:13 in the New Living, it says, "But Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When he hung on that cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing." Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. I'm telling you, he took upon himself, glory to God, the curse for our wrongdoing. "For it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone who's hung on the tree. Through Jesus Christ, God has blessed the Gentiles." That's me. Say, "That's me."
That's me.
Glory to God. "God has blessed the Gentiles," or me, "with the same blessing he promised to Abraham, so that we who are believers might receive the promise, Holy Spirit, through faith." Verse 29. "And now that you belong to Christ, you are true children of Abraham. You are his heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you." Hallelujah. That's the Living Bible. There are three things that are part of the curse: poverty, sickness and disease, and spiritual death. Once we come in the kingdom of God, we now have a way to get out from under the curse. You understand that? Whoa, come on. That curse is out there. But when you come to Jesus, you got a way to get out from under the curse, like having an umbrella. Hallelujah. You just put the, I mean, when it rains, I take my umbrella out, put it over my head, and bless God, I'm going to tell you something, I don't get wet. Hallelujah. So I got this umbrella of the Holy Spirit over my head. And when I walk, bless God, it keeps me from the curse as long as I put my faith in that. Hallelujah. And bless God, if Satan sticks one in there on me, I've still got a way to get out from under it. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, even though we're still on the earth, we can walk under that umbrella of protection. Maybe raining on the earth, but we're in the ark of safety. Noah was safe through the flood. Do you understand? He went through the flood. Glory to God. You know what? God tells us we have a new and better covenant even than the Old Testament people had. Hallelujah. Bless God. So you know what? We can get in that ark of safety. It's called faith. Hallelujah. And we can ride through the storm. I like that. We got to have confidence in the Word of God so we can ride through the storm. It may be raining. I mean, and storming. And bless God, if you've been saved 5 minutes, you've been through some kind of storm. Hallelujah. The enemy will hit you. And some of you this week, he's hit you hard. But bless God, we're in the ark of safety. And God has promised it's going to be all right. You understand? It's going to be all right. The enemy will come with pain, and he'll come with test results and things that where it looks bad. But it's going to be all right. Yeah. Hallelujah. We're safe. Even though there's a flood, we're safe. Hallelujah. We're under the safety of God's protection. And though 1,000 fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, it won't come near me. Yeah. Hallelujah. He said, only with my eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Are we not ever going to go through some hard times? Yes, we'll go through some hard times. But guess who goes through it with me? And bless God, he's not there just to hold my hand and watch me suffer. He's there to help me. Hallelujah. Bless God. You understand? We've got a good God. He's there to help you. And he will help you. Hallelujah. Bless God. Some of you don't get help because you don't ask. Hallelujah. And some of you ask, but you ask amiss. You know, we need to ask according to the Word. And we need to stand on that. He said it would not come near us. Hallelujah. This is not automatic. This only comes by faith. And faith only comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. You can't pray yourself to have faith. You know what? Oh, God, give me faith. He said faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So keep hearing. Well, I've heard that. Hear again. Hallelujah. Bless God. That Word is so precious. Hallelujah. I've told you before, there's so much anointing and so much revelation in that Word that if all I had was the baguettes, I could get saved because the revelation is in that. And the Word of God is alive and full of power. You understand that? Hallelujah. That Word is alive and full of power, and what I need's in there. So if I only have one little piece, I can get what I need from that. Because if I meditated long enough, the revelation is going to come up. That's our problem. We don't meditate the Word. Hallelujah. So this only comes by faith. You can be born again. You understand that you can be born again, sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and still be broke, still be sick, still be poor, still be head over heels in debt, still be sick as a dog, and even die early. But you're saved. Come on. Salvation wasn't all that God gave us. You understand? What I mean, I'm talking about eternal life. Eternal life. He gave us eternal life. Yes. Glory to God. Praise God for it. Hallelujah. If you had to choose one or the other, I'd choose that. But I don't have to choose. Oh, glory to God. You understand I can have it all? And he paid for a bunch of stuff that we're not getting. That word salvation, bless God, if you look it up, it has to do with well-being. It has to do with prosperity. It has to do with deliverance. It has to do with peace. Oh, glory to God. It's everything I need, and he left nothing undone. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless God. Being born again is not all that's available to you. Many have said, well, I just want to make it into the kingdom. I've heard people say that. I don't care about anything else, just get me in. Well, honey, I want some of the benefits that Jesus paid for. Amen. Well, you old selfish thing. Why would you? Well, bless God, if Jesus paid for it and I don't take advantage, then bless God, he just did it for nothing where I'm concerned. We might as well have what he paid for. And he paid for it all. He didn't leave me here just to suffer. He didn't leave me here just to be pulled through a knothole backwards and then stand and rub my bruise. He'll heal me. You understand that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And some of you have been hit with some heavy stuff. And it looks like It's bigger. But let me tell you something. Bless God, there's nothing bigger than what Jesus did. Nothing. Nothing is bigger than what he did. You understand? I know that sometimes it looks like, especially when there's a death, and it just looks like that's the end. But honey, hang on, and you just see what God will do as a result of that. You see how God will bless you and how he'll turn things around. Hallelujah. Bless God. But we got to do that by faith and live by faith and believe. Hallelujah. See, Jesus got you in. But he paid for a whole lot of other stuff. People say, I just want to get in by the skin of my teeth. Well, you won't get in by the skin of your teeth. You'll get in by the blood of Jesus, or you won't get in. Hallelujah. And I don't have to be thinking about the skin of my teeth. I don't know that my teeth got skin. But people always said that. Hallelujah. And people just thought you were awful because you believed God for things. You know, you didn't come from the same place maybe I came from. Some of you got teaching from the first that's just been wonderful. I'm so thankful that you've gotten this good teaching. And Pastor Kevin teaches so good, and you're learning. And you don't have to dig out a bunch of stuff. I had to dig out stuff for years, you know, that people said. Well, honey, God will make you sick just to teach you something. Well, bless God, don't be so hard-headed. Learn. You know, people have been suffering for years, and God's made them sick so they can, you know, you can teach them something. Well, you know what? That's not in the Bible. If it's not in the Bible, I don't care who preaches it. Don't take it. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I was taught just live, hang on. Don't let go. Even if you just barely make it, it'll be worth whatever you have to go through here. Well, it will. But bless God who said I had. Did he not say that we're more than conquerors? Did he not say that we always triumph in Christ? And people say dumb things. You know, don't say dumb things. I mean, come on. We've all said dumb things. Especially, you know, like at funerals, people will say the dumbest thing. Don't say dumb things. If you don't know, just say, bless your heart. Pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. But don't try to explain God. You know, when something happens and you know, it's awful. And, you know, somebody gets some disease and you know what? Quit worrying about how it came. Begin to concentrate. The Bible says that Abraham considered not his body, now dead for about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And I started thinking about that. You know, what does that mean, consider? What does it mean to consider? It means to think on. Simple. Abraham didn't think on his body, now dead, about 100 years old. He didn't think on the deadness of Sarah's womb. He didn't think about the fact that she'd been through menopause. Hallelujah. Never was able to have kids in the first place. He didn't think on that. You understand? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He didn't think about that. And you're thinking about the problem, thinking about the problem, thinking about the problem. Cut it out. Start thinking about the promises. Stay on the answer side. You understand? Hallelujah. Think about the promise, by his stripes you're healed. And bless God, that's mine, and devil, you won't cheat me out of it. And symptoms, you have to get off my body. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless God. I believe that Jesus died for our sins, and I think he paid that price. I know that. But you know what? He also paid for some other things. What about the other things that Jesus paid for? He didn't just pay your sin debt. That's the most important. But that's not, you know, that's not all he paid for. And I want to give you the rest of the story. Hallelujah. Bless God. Some of you younger ones probably never heard, what was his name? Paul Harvey. Yeah, yeah. Bless God. He always gave you the rest of the story. I will give you the rest of the story this morning. Glory to God. Whew, hallelujah. He said we were to have life and have it more abundantly. Or the Amplified says, till it overflows. How many of you are having life till it overflows? Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you get up one day and you don't feel like, start stomping around and praising God. Use that weapon of praise and begin to thank him. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. It may look dark today, but hallelujah, tomorrow's going to be better. Hallelujah. Bless God. Don't consider what you're seeing. Consider what the word says. Consider what he said was going to be. Hallelujah. Reach and get it by faith. Hallelujah. Bless God. We're to have life and have it more abundantly. What about the promise that as he is, so are you in this world? in this world. In this world. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. What about peace here on earth? What about winning every time? What about protection? Hallelujah. It's not enough just to be saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. Deuteronomy 7:1-2, it said, when the Lord your God brings you into the land you're about to enter and occupy, he'll clear away many nations ahead of you, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites. These seven nations are greater and more numerous than you. He says they're bigger than you. They're mightier than you. They might even be richer than you. They might have more influence, but it doesn't make any difference. It's a part of your promise. You understand that? It's a part of your promise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. People, you know, that in church there ought not be jealousy, but you know, we're people and there is. And people vie for positions. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. If you need something, God will get it to you. Use your faith. Don't try to knock somebody else out of it. And your gift will make a place for you. Hallelujah. And bless God. You don't have to be smart. Ainley just taught us back there in the back room in the mentoring class. And he's talking about how you don't have to be smart. Woo, glory. You know, I qualify because you don't have to be brilliant. You don't have to be beautiful. You don't have to, you know, all you got to do is be available. And God will make a place for you. He don't always move as quick as you'd like. Sometimes I used to say to the Lord, Lord, I could have done this much better 30 years ago. Lord, and one day he said to me, no, he couldn't. If you could have, I'd have put you there then. Shut my mouth. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, we just got to believe God. It's coming down, you know? Hallelujah. When there's something ahead of me and it looks impossible, and you know, the devil say, there's no way. I always say, Jesus is the way. Hallelujah. You say, there's no door for you. Well, Jesus is the door. Hallelujah. Bless God. I would say that when I need to get out of traffic, you know, and there's a bunch of cars coming. I say, Jesus, I know you're the way. I need a way out. And he always gives me one. People say, you dumb faith people, you go pray over parking places. I don't think that's so dumb. I'm going to tell you something. You walk a half a mile and I park right up front because I use my faith. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. I mean, you need to start somewhere and start believing God for the little things. Well, now God don't care about, oh, yes, he does. He cares about everything. You understand? I remember when Roy was going to get his teeth, and we came out of a different denomination where they all thought I was crazy, too. So don't worry about it. They call me, I was off the deep end. But I said to Roy, I'm still off the deep end. I'm underwater. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He had his teeth pulled, and he needed to find some place to get teeth. I said, we need to pray about it. Evelyn, God doesn't care where I get my teeth. I said, I think he does. He ain't here, so I can talk about him, okay? Anyway, he said, well, I just don't think God cares about that. I said, well, we're going to pray about it anyway. So you know what? There was a guy who was the best. I mean, he was the best dental guy in town. But he was an alcoholic. And every now and then, he'd go off on a binge, and he'd stay for 6 months. So I wanted him to make Roy's teeth because I, you know, the wealthy ungodly lay it for the just and God, and I needed a way to witness to him. And so, you know, so I prayed and I said, Lord, I want you to keep him sober till Roy gets his teeth and open the door for us. So we went down there. He made those teeth and he happened to be going on vacation in a couple of days. I mean, Roy got his teeth just like that, and they're the best teeth you ever seen. I'm telling you, they were so nice. They fit him well. He wore them till he lost them in the ocean. Hallelujah. Well, he did. We went to Hawaii, and he's out there boogie boarding, and that boogie hit him, and the boogie didn't hit him. The boogie board hit him in the mouth, knocked his teeth out. And he had to go the rest of our vacation without any teeth until we got home to get him some made. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. All that to tell you how you believe God for little things, okay? Hallelujah. So if you find a fish out in the ocean wearing false teeth, you know who they belong to, okay? Hallelujah. When the Lord your God hands these nations over to you and you conquer them, you must completely destroy them, make no treaties, no covenants with them, and show them no mercy. The Lord will deliver them before us. He is the one who will go with us, and he's the one that gets us to heaven. We can't get there on our own strength, and we can't do anything with our own strength. Deuteronomy 9. Listen, O Israel. Today you're about to cross the Jordan River to take over a land belonging to nations much greater and more powerful than you are. They live in the cities with walls that reach to the sky. These people are strong and tall, descendants of the famous Anakite giants. You've heard the saying, who can stand up to the Anakites? But recognize today that this is what God's saying to you. Listen to me. Recognize today that the Lord your God is the one who will cross over ahead of you like a devouring fire to destroy them. He'll subdue them so that you will quickly conquer them and drive them out, just as the Lord has promised. Now, God is telling them to go in and possess the land. It's our responsibility. Now, get this. Their promised land was over in Israel, where Israel is today. Our promised land are the promises of God. You hearing me? That's our promised land. So the Lord will deliver the enemies before us. He's the one who'll go with us to make it. You understand? God is telling them, go in and possess the land. Come on. Hallelujah. Did Jesus say by his stripes you're healed? Yes. Hallelujah. Did he say himself took your infirmities and bore your diseases? Yes. Did he say as your days are, so shall your strength be? Yes. Okay. By faith, we lay hold on that now. In Jesus' name. Some people are planning to get old. I hear them say dirty words about how bad it is to get old. Well, what do you want to get old anyway for? Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. As your days are, so shall your strength be. Who said I got to get a certain age and fall apart? Hallelujah. Who said I got to have aches and pains? Hallelujah. I just don't like them. I tried them. I didn't like it. Hallelujah. So if I get something, I just talk to it. By faith, I lay on to the healing. Hallelujah. Bless God. It's our responsibility to possess the land, the promised land. And some of you I know are going through a rough time. And please don't get under condemnation. You know, please just listen. It's ours. It's ours. Do you hear? Healing is ours. It belongs to us. And we're not letting some stinky old devil block it. Hallelujah. Some of the words, you know, strike fear in people's heart. Cancer, you know, they get really fearful. Well, I know a bigger C. His name is Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Alzheimer's. I know a bigger A. His name is Almighty. Hallelujah. Bless God. You know what? The Lord is greater than anything the devil does. And you may be going through a hard time right now, but bless God, we're going to get in there with you. And we're going to hold your hands up and we're going to believe God for total healing and to show us what we need to know. Hallelujah. The promised land is our time. It's the promises that God made to us. Now look at that. It says, in that day there were giants in the land, enemies of God and to God's people. I mean, the devil was there to try to keep them out of their promised land. The devil is here today to keep you out of your promised land. You understand? There's symptoms and there's names and there's demons that are sent to keep us out of the promised land. Hallelujah. Do you know what? If the devil can kill us off, I'm telling you, he can't. If he could have killed me, he'd have done it a long time ago before I got that lady saved this week. Hallelujah. And before I saw some other miracles. Hallelujah. Bless God. And that day, it said, there was giants in the land. It's the same today. Satan is trying to keep us from the promises, keep us from what God has given us. And he'll send pain. He'll send symptoms. He'll send things where it don't seem like you can even, motivate. Hallelujah. He'll send things on you to try to, and like Sherry said this morning, take your head and move it back and put it back on the promise. Hallelujah. Consider not what you're seeing in the natural. Sometimes I say to my body, you don't rule here. Did you hear me? You don't rule here. My spirit rules here. And my spirit says something different than you're doing. So get in line. In Jesus' name. See, the book of Joshua was a book of faith and a book where the people of God were going in to possess the land he had given them. And it was their responsibility to go in, but it was God's responsibility to execute the power. You understand? It's our responsibility to lay hold on that promise, and it's God's responsibility to back us up. Hallelujah. Glory. Joshua 15:63 says, but the tribe of Judah could not drive out the Jebusites who lived in the city of Jerusalem. So the Jebusites live among the people of Judah to this day. Joshua 16:10, they did not drive out the Canaanites who were in Gezer. However, so the people of Gezer live as slaves among the people of Ephraim to this day. God said, drive them out. Come on, come on. Hallelujah. People get mad at God. Don't get mad at God. Turn your anger over on the devil. Turn it at that thing. Hallelujah. God said, drive them out. He did the work. Now it's up to us to lay in faith and get it. Hallelujah. Joshua 17:12-13. But the descendants of Manasseh were unable to occupy the towns. They could not drive out the Canaanites who continued to live there. Later, however, when the Israelites became strong enough, they forced the Canaanites to work as slaves. But they did not drive them out. Did God say drive them out? In each of these cases, they didn't drive them out. The enemy was occupying the land that God had given them. The children by inheritance. God has given you some things by inheritance. If you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. You belong to Christ, so these promises belong to you. Hallelujah. Joshua 18:2. And there remained seven tribes who had not been allotted their giants of the land. They had not. I read that right. But there remained seven tribes who had not yet been allotted their grants of land. Joshua 18:2-3. And there remained among the children of Israel seven tribes which had not yet received their inheritance. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, how long are you slack? Now I ask you this morning, how long are you slack? Come on. Come on, get this. Get this with me. Hallelujah. I've been studying this for 2 weeks and going over this and believing God, hallelujah, that you just get this. Hallelujah. How long are you slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers has given you? Hallelujah. How long are you going to put up with this? That's what he's saying. How long are you going to put up with this? God said you could have it. Now, bless God, let's just lay hold. You'll get it by faith. There's some stuff. There's some giants in your land that ought not be there. There's some giants that have raised their ugly head and stood up in your face. They ought not be there. Hallelujah. Lay hold on that faith. God, your word said, and I'm not letting go. Hallelujah. I'm not letting go. Devil, you're not going to kill me. You're not going to kill me in Jesus' name. I'll live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Body, you will get in line. You will work and function the way God created you to function. Hallelujah. See, what's happened is society has taught us that we run to the doctor. Go on. The doctor's got a cure for everything, don't he? Give you a pill for everything. You know, people think we shouldn't ever have a down day because, you know, we can go get a pill. Well, I'm going to tell you something, people. We shouldn't have a down day because of who we are. Amen. Hallelujah. And what's ours. And you know, you may feel down for a little while, but bless God, go in there and get the God said, my peace I give unto you. Don't let your heart be troubled. Hallelujah. That's what he said. He didn't say, now bless your little heart. I know there's going to be bad times. So when there's a bad time, I'll just come down and I'll take the trouble out. No, he said, you let not your heart be troubled. Hallelujah. He said, having done all to stand therefore. He said, you stand. That's that's what it means. You stand. Having done all to stand therefore. Stand, therefore. Stand, therefore. Hallelujah. I call symptoms off in Jesus' name. I call symptoms off in the name of Jesus. Gatable. See, that's a question that could be asked of the church today. How long are we going to be slack in going in and possessing what God's promised us? As the seed of Abraham, these promises are ours. They're ours. Why don't we possess it? Being born again is not all there is. It's not all that God wants for your life. He wants you to experience deliverance, joy, victory, health, wealth, all that's yours, all that he paid for. And the enemy is trying to keep you from your inheritance. He wants to occupy the land. You know, the devil wants to occupy that land as though it was his. You know, he does. He wants you to lay down and just think you got to take this stuff. And you know what? If you watch TV much and you see these commercials, I mean, my goodness. You know, they'll say, you know, if you've ever had chicken pox, then the Epstein virus is in you. And you will have, what's that other stuff? Shingles. Every time they say that, I say, not me. Not me. I had all the chicken pox I want. I ain't having it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And you know, this may cause you to die. And it may cause death and cancer and all kinds of things. And you may have swelling and your tongue may swell up and choke you. But call your doctor and see if this medication is right for you. You know, if you're, come on, glory to God. Whew. Hallelujah. I don't have to call my doctor to see if that's right for me. Hallelujah. You know, come on. Praise God. How long are we going to put up with this junk? Hallelujah. But people have taught you, oh, you get 40 and it's over the hill. I see people send black balloons to people 40. I want to wring their neck. I thought, gracious. I don't mean that. I'm not going to wring anybody's neck. But I think, what is wrong with you? Over the hill at 40? I just got started. Hallelujah. And that's been a day or two ago since I was 40. Hallelujah. I am planning for my life to be full and rich. And I'm planning for somebody said to me, you better plan to fail because, boy, one of these days when something bad happens, you're going to fall. I thought, you know what? I'm not planning to fail. And if one day something happens, my God will take care of it. I'm committed to Him. And let me tell you something. Do you think I haven't lived a day or two in 46 years? I mean, all these years I've been living for God. Do you think there hadn't been things hit me? Honey, I'm still here. I'm here to stay. You understand? I'm here to stay. And I intend to get the promises. And people say, well, that just works for you. Why? Why would it just work for me? I'm the same as you are. Hallelujah. The enemy's trying to keep us from inheritance. He wants to occupy your land, even though God said by His stripes you were healed. Hallelujah. And you know what we do too? If something bad happens, we base and make a doctrine out of that. Don't do that. Go back to the Word. Hallelujah. The devil say, you failed. I say, no, I didn't. I'm just getting stronger. Just hang on. Next time, when something hits, I'm going to be stronger. You understand? Hallelujah. Bless God. Look at Proverbs 11:31. It says, behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth. In the earth. In the earth. Come on. Come on, girl. You got it. Hallelujah. You see that? Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth. What does recompense mean? It means to be restored or bought back. Bought back. Even the godly shall be rewarded here on earth. You know, that's the Living Bible says that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are the righteous and we're going to get things that have been stolen back to us. You understand? Before I leave here, it says on the earth. You understand? Before I leave here, on the earth, not just in heaven. I know I'm going to get some stuff in the sweet by and by, but I need some stuff for the nasty now. Hallelujah. Not just in heaven. See, the religion of the church has taught us that everything is reserved for the sweet by and by. We've been taught just to hang on. It'll be worth it all one day. I know it will be. But I need something to get me through this day. Hallelujah. Now, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Who is the thief? It's the devil. And in Proverbs 6:30-31, it says, excuses might even be found for a thief if he steals when he's starving. But even so, he is fined 7 times as much as he stole, though it may mean selling everything he has in his house to pay it back. King James says, men do not take a thief lightly, even if he steals to satisfy his soul when he's hungry. But once he's taken, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. It says there when a thief is caught, he has to restore 7 times. I caught the thief. I caught the thief. Hallelujah. I caught that old cancer. I caught poverty. I caught all kinds of things. Parkinson's. I caught it. The thief is caught. And he has to pay back. Hallelujah. He has to pay back seven times, but he's not going to just bring it and lay it at your door just because you cried a little. You're going to have to say to him, you foul devil, bring it all back. All back. You hear me? Everything you've stolen from me. And I believe that there's coming a time when the church is going to begin to get the stuff back. Yeah. Hallelujah. Because we're going to begin to get faith in that, put faith in that, and begin to demand that he bring it back. See, God doesn't want you to just get paid what's stolen from you. He wants you to collect for damages. Do you ever go to court? It always bothered me when they want something for their pain and suffering. And maybe it was their fault that they had it in the first place, but, you know, they want you to get damages. Well, God wants us to get damages. You understand? I'm not talking about in a silly way, the way the court system does it sometimes. But when you go to court and the judge gives you damages, he not only gives you back what was taken from you, but you get payment for your pain. You get payment for the time you were off work. You get payment for the doctor bills. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. You understand damages? Ha ha. Ooh, glory. I mean, some woman spilled some coffee in her lap at McDonald's, and I don't know how many millions of dollars they gave her. I mean, that was wild. But if the world system pays damages, bless God, we need to lay hold and make the devil give us back seven times. I know too many people who are not getting back what was stolen, much less damages. A lot of it's because they don't know my people perish for lack of knowledge. They don't know. You know, the church has taught us nothing about this. We were taught that we should not only get troubles, but most people are believing for them. Now, you know what the Bible says, that troubles will come, but don't go believing for the stuff. Okay? I want you to claim all that the devil owes you. Not only has he got to pay you back, but we want damages. Hallelujah. Some of you have had mega things stolen from you. Make him pay it back and make him bring you the damages. Ha ha. Woo. You're not only going to pay me back, you're going to pay my bills. Hallelujah. All the mental anguish you've suffered. But you're not going to get it back without a fight. Don't think the devil's just going to lay down and play dead. He'll not give you anything without a fight, but it's a fight that's already been won. It's manifestation time, people. Come on. It's manifestation time. Hallelujah. Matthew tells us that the violent take it by force. That's Matthew 11:12. It says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Hallelujah. Some of you need to know how to fight again. Come on. Glory to God. If you laid your guts back there, go get them, because you're going to need them. Glory to God. You need a little fight in you. Come on. Hallelujah. Hebrews 4:1-3 said, let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left of us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if you shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the earth. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached enter not in because of unbelief. You see that? For he that is entered into his rest, he has also ceased from his own works, as God did from his. We got to cease from our own works, begin to pick up that word, begin to use it against the devil. Hallelujah. Verse 11 says, let us therefore labor to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Don't let that problem get bigger than God's word. Don't let the pain and other things get bigger than God's word. Now, if you go to Numbers, you'll find that Moses sent out spies to bring out back a report. Now, keep in mind, these are leaders that he sent out. They were heads of tribes. And these were leaders, people that people listened to. He never sent them out to see if they could take the land. He didn't need their opinion. He just sent them out to get the lay of the land. And they're preachers preaching to a congregation. Numbers 13:27 says, and they told him and said, we came into a land whither you sent us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit thereof. Nevertheless, the people are strong that dwell in this land, and the cities are walled and very great. See, You come back and you say, yeah, I know healing's there. I know it's there, but this pain is awful. And I know other people who have died with this. And it's a debilitating disease. And I know how it eats at people. And you begin to do that. Consider not that. Consider what God said. Hallelujah. Are you getting anything out of this?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It said, nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. The cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Enoch there. See, you say, well, this is awful. You know, who gets over cancer? Who gets over this? Did you ever know anybody that did? Well, most of us do. But, you know, a lot of times the enemy will say that to you. You know, have you ever known anybody that got this? This is tough. Well, it doesn't matter if I'm the first. Old David had never seen a giant taken out with a rock. But he slung the rock and the giant went down. And hallelujah, if this don't work for anybody else, it'll work for me because I'm going to work it. You understand? Hallelujah. Bless God. And it'll work for anybody that'll work it. Are you understanding? I'm not saying I'm so much tougher than anybody else. No, I'm not saying that, but I believe the word. I have meditated and hungered after that word for over 40 years. I have listened to it every day, and I've meditated on it and put it in me till when something happens, a word pops up. That's what I want you to do. Get that word so in you. Hallelujah. That when something, you get bumped, let the word of God come out all over the people. Hallelujah. Bless God. And you can do that. Hallelujah. The Amalekites dwell in the lands of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. But Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome. I'm going to tell you something. When Jesus Christ is in you, that's who you are and who you belong to. He's in there. That's his temple. Hallelujah. And bless God, that belongs to you. Get what? Not what you... Listen, I tell you this morning, don't get healed because of anything you've done or not done. Let's just get healed because Jesus paid for it. Okay? Let's just get healed because he paid for it. Condemnation will try to come and tell you a thousand reasons why you shouldn't have it. I can think of a thousand reasons why I shouldn't. I can only think of one reason why I shouldn't. His name is Jesus Christ. And by his stripes, I'm healed. And devil, you ain't beating me out of it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. But the men that were with him went up and said, we're not able to go up against these people, for they are stronger than us. There are people, even in church, they'll talk you out of your healing. Now, you know what? You're just, you got your head in the sand. You know, you need to wake up. You're just in denial. You're just in a denial. Why in the world would you talk to an arm that's lame and tell it it'll work when you know? I mean, you're just in denial. Well, bless God, it's working. Hallelujah. When they said it wouldn't work, it's working. Hallelujah. They said there'd be pain, there's no pain. Hallelujah. Come on, people. Hallelujah. Don't listen to the naysayers and those that will tell you that healing's not for today and that God might not heal you. Walk over a bunch of other people and leave them, but not heal you. See, God said, by his stripes you're healed. He's no respecter of persons. Hallelujah. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up its inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it were men of great stature. And there were giants, the sons of Enoch. I mean, this thing is big. And I mean, it was in my generation. You know, my grandmother had it, and my mother had it, and two of my aunts had it. And I mean, my goodness, it's a giant. Well, it's not bigger than God. Come on. Hallelujah. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. That's where you get in trouble. And so were we in their sight. When you start seeing yourself way down here and that disease way up here, when you start looking at that thing bigger than God and bigger than you. See, it's not bigger than me because Jesus is in me and he's way bigger than anything else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, they're talking about the enemy and filling people's imaginations with all the problems that exist. You understand that? And we have those kind of people. Their cousins live here today. Hallelujah. And you know what? Jesus had problems. He did. Didn't he? Hey. What she said, Here they got 5,000 men. Hallelujah. And no food. That's a problem. He had to feed all these people. Plus these little kids and they're hungry. You understand? He had problems. But you know what? Glory to God. When you're born again, when you have the life of God in you, when the Holy Spirit's in you, when angels have been sent to deliver you, hallelujah, when you have all these problems, they just become opportunities. And that's what it was for him. You understand that? Whoa, just opportunities. I love it. See, there's no such thing as a problem with Jesus. So there's no such thing as a problem with me. But I got to get over on the answer side. He's in me. By problems, I mean something that'll bring you fear and anxiety and the like. Now listen to me. With God, all things are possible. Didn't he say that? If all things are possible, then you don't have a problem, do you? Do you see that? Once you say you have a problem, it becomes a problem. You know, you'll have what you say. Let's call problems opportunities. And then the creative juices of the wisdom of God will begin to flow. And God will show you how. He'll talk to you. Now you begin to say things right. See, when you say negative things, you put your mind in a negative flow. And saying positive things, even though the situation looks negative, you'll become, oh, glory to God, you'll become victorious. You'll become, you'll just overcome evil with good. R.W. Schombach, I don't know how many of you knew him. He was a preacher back in the 40s and 50s, and he just died not too long ago, I think in his 90s. He was just a powerful preacher. He used to say, you don't have any problems. All you need is faith in God. Hallelujah. Problems are not problems if you have Jesus. The world has taught us to think problems, talk problems, read about problems. Let me tell you some good news. Jesus saves. Glory to God. Jesus heals. Hallelujah. Jesus provides. Hallelujah. Come on. What's the matter with you? He'll deliver an addict. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He'll turn your household around if you'll let him. Are you dead out there? Do I have to throw my Bible at you to wake you up? Hallelujah. I said, Jesus saves. Jesus heals. Jesus provides. Jesus delivers. Hallelujah. He'll get you out of all kinds of things. Hallelujah. He'll turn your household around. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, when we look at this, they were busy talking about bad things. In the midst of that, here comes a good report. Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. I say, praise God, let us go up at once and possess our healing. Hallelujah. Now the people begin to talk again about how bad the situation is. And in Numbers 14:6 it said, and Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spoke unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. And if the Lord, now listen to me, oh, glory. If the Lord delight in us, does the Lord delight in you? He said that you are his anointed. He said with the apple of his eye. He delights in me. Hallelujah. He delights in me. Come on, say that. Jesus delights in me. Hallelujah. If the Lord delights in me, in us, then he'll bring us into the land and give it to us, a land that flows with milk and honey. Only rebel ye not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they're bread for us. I'm telling you, that thing that's troubling you, it's bread for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They're bread for us. If the Lord delights in me, he'll bring me into that land of healing. Hallelujah. He delights in me. Glory to God. And my problems are just bread for me. Their defense has departed from them. Glory to God. You need to look that up in your Bible. He said their defense has departed. Do you know that thing that's troubling? The defense has already departed from them. Hallelujah. Their defense has departed from them. What they were trusting in has already fallen down. Hallelujah. Glory, this is good. I'm getting more out of it now than when I studied it. Glory. Hallelujah. Do you see that? Hallelujah. Their defense has departed from them. Ha. Devil, you can't beat me. Your defense has already departed from you. Hallelujah. Cancer, you can't beat me because your defense is already departed. Blood behind the eyeball. Bless God, it can't beat me because their defense is already departed. Parkinson's, their defense is already departed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the Lord is with us, so fear them not. Come on. Say, the Lord is with me. I don't fear anything. But all the congregation, they just got mad and said, we stone them with stones. And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. When you start in to get your stuff, get ready. I told somebody that this morning. When you start in to get your stuff, get ready. Because some of your own household will come up against you. There'll be people, and the devil will come up against you. They're not against you. Oh, glory to God. They're not, you know, we need to know that the promises of God are not against you. Hallelujah. See, people operate based on fear, but we're operating based on faith. And we see two different things. Hallelujah. You get born again, but don't let the devil sit on your healing. Come on. Don't let the devil sit on your healing. In Luke 4:17, it says, and there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me. Well, come on. To preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Are you poor this morning? Are you brokenhearted this morning? He was sent to preach the gospel to the poor. And what is the gospel? He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. That's what, if you got a broken heart, he came to get your heart healed. To preach deliverance to the captive, you can get free. The recovering of sight to the blind, glory to God, come on. The recovering of the sight to the blind. Hallelujah. That's why he came. Do you see that? The Spirit of God is upon him because he came to preach deliverance to the captive. Recovering of the sight. That's why he came. Hallelujah. To set at liberty those that are bruised. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say to them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ear. See, that's already been fulfilled. Jesus came, paid the price. Hallelujah. Now he begins to talk about Naaman and the widow who got their needs met. But they were not covenant people. And then in verse 28, it says, and all they that were in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath. It makes religious people mad when you talk like this. And rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him to the brow of the hill, whereupon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he passing through the midst, see, I've been there where that hill, that's not a little teeny hill. That's a big, I mean, it's a cliff. If they'd have pushed him off there, I mean, it'd done some damage. I mean, my goodness, it's a big cliff where they were going to push him off. But he went right through the midst of them. Is he not our example? When the enemy comes at us trying to kill us, oh, come on, get a hold of this. When the enemy comes and he's trying to push you off the hill, he's trying to push you off the edge, he's trying to kill you. Hallelujah. But you know what? Jesus just turned and walked right out through the midst of his enemies. Hallelujah. We can turn and walk right out of the midst of our enemies. Hallelujah. And came down to Capernaum, the city in Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath day. And they were established as doctrine. His word was with power. His word is still with power. In the synagogue, there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean devil and cried out with a loud voice, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of Israel. See, I'm telling you, that religion will come up against you when you begin to operate like Jesus and go after what he paid for. You'll have problems with religious people, but you know what? You're going to have to mix that word with faith. There's nowhere in the Bible where it says you're going to be healed. Ooh, I got your attention then, didn't I? There's no place where it says you're going to be healed. It says, by his stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah. If you're telling me I'm going to be healed, then you're not in faith. And if you're not in faith, God's not bound to deliver you and do what you ask. You receive the promises through faith. Faith has no time. It operates on a different timetable. It operates on the eternal and not the natural based society. You understand? Faith is not, you know, it's not over there someplace. It's here. Faith stops all time. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. Faith is that which brings time to halt. Hallelujah. See, when I pray, I expect it to manifest right then. But if it don't, I don't lay my faith down. I don't look at you. Hallelujah. Some of you, I told the man's going to give his testimony. Someone came in and they said to me, would you go see my friend's brother? He's dying. He's in intensive care at Radford Memorial Hospital, and he's not saved. He's in a coma, and would you go? So I took Sherry, and we went up there. And he was out of it, wasn't he? I mean, he was just kind of in and out. But I said, I come to get you saved and lead you to Jesus. And as much as you can, you say what I'm saying. Well, he just kind of in and out. But bless God, I came to get him saved. And his spirit was still there and his spirit was alive. The spirit don't go to sleep. The spirit don't go in a coma. So I talked to his spirit. And then we left and I prayed for him to be healed. And we did. And we left. And I told her, he got saved. I mean, I told his sister that. A couple weeks ago, I'm up here. Here comes this man. Hallelujah, they told me. Were you up there with me or was it her? One of them were there. Hallelujah, he said, they told me you're the one that led me to Jesus. And I got saved, I want you to know I got saved, he said. Hallelujah. Don't look at what you see. Keep your eye on the answer side. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You wonder why I get so excited? Come on, people. Hallelujah. Go ahead and be in the dregs if you want to be. It ain't good down there. Come on, get up. Hallelujah. Begin to praise the Lord. Use that weapon. Hallelujah. See, the promise is there, already there. The healing is already there. The land was already there. They brought back the evidence. They brought back a cluster of grapes that took two men to haul. You understand that? Grapes so big. Can you imagine grapes that big? It was already there. When I was in Israel, I saw cabbage heads this big. I'm not kidding you. They grow some fantastic fruit and vegetables over there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love it. It was already there. Now you have to go get it. The healing is there and you got to go get it. You can't do it on your own ability. You have to get it with God's help. And the way you get it from God is by faith. So I have to go in and get it. And you know what? To do that, I have to talk like Jesus. Look at this. When Jesus went to Jairus' house, his daughter was dead. Graveyard dead. Hallelujah. All the evidence was there. They were planning a funeral, crying and wailing. And Jesus walked in and said, she's not dead. She's just asleep. Well, did Jesus lie? No, he was not capable of lying. Hallelujah. What he said, I mean, it came. If he called a black dog a white dog, it'd be white. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. So you have to go in and get it with God. Hallelujah. Talking like him. How about in 2 Kings? Remember when the woman, supernaturally, she got a son? Elisha was going, you know, going by there every day. And she said to her husband, let's build him a little room. And so he had that little room and he asked Gehazi, he said, what does she need? And he said, well, she has, she's old, her husband's old, and she has no children. She wants a son. So he calls her in. About this time, 9 months from now or whatever, you're going to have a baby. She said, don't mess with me, man of God. You know, I've been believing for this a long time, so don't mess with me, man of God. Hallelujah. I mean, that's Evelyn's translation, but read it for yourself. That's about what she said. When he got up grown, I mean, she had the baby in 9 months. And when he got up, I don't know, some commentaries think he's about 12 years old. He went out with his dad in the field. And most commentaries think he had a sunstroke. So the dad picked him up, took him to the mother, and she set him on her lap and held him till he died. Then she went up and laid him on the man of God's bed. She laid him down there. And she said to her husband, get me the chariot or whatever. She said, saddle the horses. I want to see the man of God. He said, why? It's not a new moon or it's not a Sabbath. Why do you want to go? She said, all is well. Is that a lie? See, that's faith. I used to, when I read that the first time, I thought, well, you big liar, you know everything. Well, you know, I didn't see it in faith. Hallelujah. But all is well. And I know I let my hillbilly slip there. Ain't is not a word. That's okay. Hallelujah. So then she goes. She tells the man, don't let up unless I tell you. You just keep going. So Elisha sends Gehazi out and he said, something's wrong with that woman. The Shunammite, or the, I forgot where she came from. Anyway, he said, go find out. Something's wrong with her and God hadn't told me. So he went out there and said, what's wrong? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your son? What's the matter? She said, all is well. Went right up to the man of God, got hold of his feet, told him what was wrong. She talked faith. Boy, I mean, she talked faith. And then Gehazi, he sent Gehazi and he couldn't raise him. So she told him, says, as the Lord lives and as I live, I'm not leaving you. You're going to go raise my son. Do you see the tenacity there? You say, well, how could she say that to this man of God? Get hold of God and say, I'm not getting up till you heal me, because you did it at Calvary and I want it manifested in my body. And I'm not getting up from here until you do what you promised. And if there's something in my life blocking that, then you show me. But if you don't show me, I'm standing here and I'm not letting go of your feet till you get me well. Till it manifests in my body. Oh my goodness, this is good. Oh, hallelujah. Ooh, I'm not saying I'm good. I'm saying he's good, isn't he? Hallelujah. I'm getting stuff as I'm teaching that to you. Hallelujah. She just laid hold on his feet and said, I'm not leaving you. Hallelujah. Bless God. And she got her son raised from the dead because she talked like Jesus. Hallelujah. Whew. Glory. How can you lie saying what God said? People say, that's a lie if I say I'm healed when I'm, and you can plainly see I'm not. I don't care what you see. I'm not trying to say that to influence you. I'm saying it so the devil knows what I believe. Hallelujah. Bless God. If God says by his stripes you're healed, you can take it to the bank. Do you see that our inheritance is there? What the devil has done is try to keep us out of our inheritance, and he's done it by training our speech, getting us to say things that's not what God said. See, we keep saying that we're going to be healed. You sign the death certificate. God needs us to agree with his word. Religious demons will squirm when we talk like this, but have no pity on the devil. You hear me? Have no pity on the devil. Jesus always spoke what his father said. That's why he had power without limit. So we need to begin to say what the word of God says. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I say, you know, my friend Sue back there, I'm telling you, back in like February or something, she went into the hospital to have what should have been a pretty simple surgery, and it turned into something awful. I'm telling you, we went up there if I'd have gone on what I seen, I'd have just thought, she's gone. I can remember back, it was, fear wanted to tug at me. Say, your friend's gone. She ain't going to make it back from this. And I thought, no, devil, no. I kept saying what the word said, believe in God. And she kept believing God. And she'd get better, and then something happened. And then she'd get better, and something happened. She just went through all that awful stuff. But she's here today, healed and whole. When the doctor said, your liver's not working, she went, oh, glory, yes, hallelujah. The doctor told her liver wasn't working. Or they told her the test showed that the medicine had so damaged her liver. She wasn't going to accept that. Don't you accept what the devil says. Hallelujah. Glory to God, she's healed and whole. And they kept saying, oh, you're getting worse. And she kept looking better. She kept looking better all the time. Hallelujah. And she's looking good. And bless God, she's got strength. And she's going to live and not die, because she would not agree with what the devil was telling her. God had promised her promised land. And she wasn't going to back off. He was going to pay her back with damages. Hallelujah. And God spoke to her and told her, said, you're going to be better than before. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Have you gotten anything out of this? Are you built up in your faith this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You reach. Hallelujah. I want you to say, Father, I'm taking back what the devil has stolen. I'm laying hold on my promises today. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we're going to pray for some of you. And those of you who need prayer. And we're going to believe God. And you come. I mean, when you come, you don't come without your faith. You bring your faith up here. And you just believe that, bless God, today I'm making a mark. I mean, bless God, I'm drawing a line in the sand. And I say, devil, from this day forward, I'm going to walk in health. And I'm going to get better. I'm going to get better from this day forward because Jesus promised it. How long will you halt? Now, we don't talk like that anymore, but that's what the King James said. How long will you halt? How long are you going to put up with this in Jesus' name? Now, Father, I ask God that you bless them. Bless them to hear your voice. God, bless them to hear your voice and instantly obey. And God, I ask that you bless them to get hold of this faith. And God, get hold of that tenacity and like a bulldog, God, that they not let go of it. Father, there's not a person in here that doesn't have a need of some kind. And Lord, I thank you, God, that you are the need meter. You're the one who knows how to meet whatever. You left nothing undone. God, you paid for it all. So God, I thank you that not one person will leave out of here like they came. Oh God, in Jesus' name, we let you fill those spaces in us with just your presence. And God, we let you fill our hearts with your love, knowing who we are. And I thank you now, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.